It was as if she were thinking, if it's a joke on me, let them have it. A person who wants to palaver with you. She finished.
All right, he said.
She touched his shoulder lightly to hold him where he was yet a moment longer. I'm asked to make sure that you read the sign in the Garden of the Beam, she said. Will you do it? Roland's response was dry, but still a bit apologetic.
I will if I may, he said, but I've ever had trouble with your written language, although it seems to come out of my mouth well enough when I'm on this side.
I think you'll be able to read this, she said. Give it a try. And she touched his shoulder again, gently turning him back to the square of earth in the lobby floor. Not earth that had been brought in wheelbarrows by some crew of gifted gardeners, he knew, but the actual earth of this place. Ground which might have been tilled, but had not been otherwise changed. At first he had no more success with the small brass sign in the garden than he'd had with most signs in the shop windows or the words on the covers of the magazines. He was about to say so, to ask the woman with a faintly familiar face to read it to him, when the letters changed, becoming the great letters of Gilead. He was then able to read what was writ there, and easily. When he had finished, it changed back again.
A pretty trick, he said. Did it respond to my thoughts?
She smiled. Her lips were coated with some pink, candy-like stuff, and nodded. Yes. If you were Jewish, you might have seen it in Hebrew. If you were Russian, it would have been in Cyrillic.
Say true?
True. The lobby had regained its normal rhythm, except, Roland understood, the rhythm of this place would never be like that in other business buildings. Those living in Thunderclap would suffer all their lives from little ailments like boils and eczema and headaches and ear stike. At the end of it, they would die, probably at an early age, of some big and painful trauma, likely the cancers that ate fast and burned the nerves like brush fires as they made their meals.